100.1 KTHX FM, Dayton, Reno. It is 6 o'clock, and we are doing another live local spotlight. In the studio is 2 out of 3 members from the band Blunderbust, Jen and Carson. Hi, guys.
Hi.
So why just two? Where's Carolyn?
Carolyn is mountain climbing and fighting an alligator.
All right.
And probably also flying a plane.
Both very valid excuses, but you're here to promote your new EP. What's the name of it? When does it come out?
It's called Monarch of the Mountain. You can get the physical version, which is a double 7-inch from us at live shows starting this Saturday night, July the 13th at Foxy Olive. And then it comes out on all the streaming services and all across the world on August 9th.
Now, what do you mean by double? There's two different CDs
there's
and they can buy
two different
one.
Records.
Gotcha.
So it's 6 songs total. There's 3 songs on one 7-inch and 3 songs on the other. You can buy them separately. If, for example, you only like maybe 2 songs.
You can buy a short. Okay.
We wanted people to have choices.
I like it. And the artwork is beautiful. Who did the artwork?
Clint Neuerberg from Elephant Rifle.
Yes. Clint. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, shall we give Xville the first single off the new EP from Blunderbust?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
Song's called Monarch of the Mountain.
This is live on 100.1 The X.
They weren't the keepers. No secret fire there. Still I auditioned. Lifetime defined to remind the divine. Whenever your heart says the waitress, go now write it down, 'cause I've seen the end and it comes too soon. Purpose here. I've been the villain. I am the dance that defies doom. But I've said the wrong thing so many times. I'm counting my cringes instead of sheep when I try to sleep. All apart, and then we're gone. We wait our turn. We never learn. I'll be smarter. Kinder next time, we'll catch it early next time. The only way to leave is through.
That's just me clapping, but that's a great tune from Blunderbust on 100.1 The X live in X Studio for your local spotlight. And Blunderbust is here because they are celebrating their new EP that's coming out this weekend. Jen, tell the listeners again where and when it's all going to happen this weekend.
Foxy Olive on Mill Street, Saturday night, 8 p.m. It's a free show. It is 21 and up. Yeah, so we'll be there all night. Come down,
so
hang out.
Free show. You don't have to pay a cover. You can spend that money on the EP, Monarch of the Mountain. Give me real quick, what's the title? Can you do a quick version, or should we save that for podcast?
We'll have to save that for podcast.
Okay, so speaking of podcast, Xville, we're going to send you back into the music. Jen and Carson are going to stay with me for a while, play a couple more tunes, and talk all about their band and their album and their process. So if you want to hear that, you'll just have to log on to myradiox.com tomorrow. Cool?
Cool.
All right, here's Gautier on 100.1 The X. All right, now we are off the air. We can breathe. We're still recording,
Woo!
Though.
Okay.
You guys nailed it. So let's talk about Monarch of the Mountain. What is that title coming from?
All right, so do you want to know the real story or the story that we've put behind it? Because I've been waiting for the right opportunity to tell this, the true story about where the name came from and then how we folded it in to actually mean something.
Yeah, I want that one.
Okay.
I want the real story.
This is the exact right moment
for this. The scoop, exclusive.
Okay, so Carson and I were hanging out one night, and I have a Chihuahua, and he has a Terrier, and so we like to get our dogs together so that they can, you know, chase each other around or whatever. And I was doing laundry, and my dog, who's a very small Chihuahua, like, kept just climbing to the top of the laundry mountain. And I said, look, she's king of the mountain. Oh, no, wait, queen. And then Carson goes, monarch, why you gotta bring gender into it?
I love this. This is the real story.
So this is the real thing. And then we both went, Monarch of the Mountain. And I was like, that's good. I'm going to write that down. And so I just tucked it in a notebook until I wrote the song. And then the song sort of fit the name. And then after we wrote the song, Carson said, I think this is the name of the
And
EP.
How long were you holding on to that moment, the laundry basket, to actual song album title?
From that moment to album title, I don't know, over a year.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
See, that's why you write that stuff down. When you're joking and drinking, you're like, oh, that's a great band name.
That's going to be amazing.
And it is.
Yeah.
So people can get the CD. Now, explain again for the podcast listeners why the double.
Because records are pretty and we wanted to make two of them.
You just couldn't decide on purple or orange,
yeah, we
right?
We really don't mm-hmm. even have a good reason except we wanted to make something that was beautiful.
We had two really good pictures to choose from for album art. So.
That's true.
We'll bleep that out. We are recording, so it's okay.
Fired. Beep. You're fired.
That was the one rule we had was no swear words,
that's
but that's
why
okay.
I practiced. Dang
now,
heck, shoot.
Let's get into a little bit of the history of the band before we go into another song. You guys
okay.
are from Carson City. There is a third member. Carolyn is not here, and it was actually just you and Carolyn, Jen, at first, right?
Yeah. From 2005, which is when we had our first practice, until 2011. Carson joined the band in, like, late 2010, early 2011. So Carson has been in the band for more than half the life of the band. Now,
why did you two decide to bring in a third?
We were bored.
Okay.
And I wasn't writing at the time, and so we thought that, like, new arrangements of old songs would be fun.
And Carolyn's doing drums.
Carolyn plays drums, yeah.
So it's nice to have Carson on some electric. It fills
yeah.
out the sound for sure.
Well, yeah.
two out of three. Can we hear another song from
yes,
Blunderbuss?
But I got a tune, so...
That's okay.
So let's do whatever the audio version of, like, a distracting dance is.
It's called Editing After.
Oh, cool. Make it sound so good.
Oh, I'm going to make it sound so good. Actually, no, I'm going to leave all of this in.
So we'll play You Get One, because this is a song from the earliest days of the band. It actually predates the band a little bit. And we started playing it in practice, and what Carson is doing on it made Carolyn and I both so happy that we're like, what if we recorded it
we're
again?
We're keeping you in
we're
the
keeping,
band.
We're keeping this version.
And now we get to learn why. This is Blunderbust on 100.1 The X.
Hardest to take, you are overrated, expert witness, your artist dissolve, bargain in place, call a chaperone, your pardon. Your criminal mastermind is right on time. A different kind of white-knuckle weekend, your decade dissolves. Hardest to fake, we are over-blaming experts. expert weakness your charges. Your criminal mastermind is right on time. What if we make our escape and it's too late?
Blunderbust on 100.1 The X. Tell us the name of that tune.
That song is called You Get One.
And this was before the actual incarnation of the band, or?
There's a version of it on our first album, Will This Knife, that is also really fun.
And this is the version with Carson.
This is the version we're playing now, and I love it a lot.
I love it, too. Very nice, very nice. And we were talking about names in the last bit. The name of the band, if you look up Blunderbuss without a T, it's either a gun or doing something awkwardly. Is that where this comes from? Because I'm racking my brains like, what is Blunderbuss? So, tell that real story, too, please.
Well, Carolyn is the queen of the portmanteau. So she can take any two words and put them together and make a better third word. And I think when we were coming up with band names, like, it's just one that she floated and was the one that made us go, aha. But there were others on the list, like Manarchy, that were not nearly as good. And I think, I don't even remember, but she likes to tell it like, so the Blunderbuss is the Elmer Fudd gun. And so it's the one that like kind of makes a big like explosion. So the idea that maybe there's an Urban Dictionary definition that means to do things awkwardly.
It's right under the regular definition. Yeah, if you use it in that way, you can blunder something. So yeah, I think that's adorable.
Real on brand for us.
Now, it's been 15 years. Has this been a steady 15 years on and off? What's been happening in those 15 years?
We took a giant hiatus from 2012 until last year. We played one show and put out an EP in 2014. And other than that, we have been on a break because that's what writer's block will do to a band sometimes. And then, we started writing again early 2017.
Do you all write separately when you're on these breaks, or do you sit and pool and write together?
Well, Carolyn's in like 14 other bands.
She is.
She has plenty to do. I like to think that she missed us when we weren't around. Aww. Just like we're missing her right now. Carson and I have a side project called Wizard Colors that is improv noise. And we did that from like 2013, 2014. You started doing that way earlier, though.
Yeah, we started incorporating each other in our solo sets in 2013, and then just made it a permanent pairing in 2014. And then a lot of what we learned, we took back to Blunderbuss. Like, that helped fill up the tanks for the music writing.
Gotcha. So even if Blunderbuss isn't necessarily in a room together, you three are always working and creating and writing.
Yeah.
Writing that stuff down, writing those brilliant ideas down. Can you talk to me about Slow Start Records?
Yeah, so that is my friend Jared out of San Antonio, Texas. It's as you might imagine, a slow-starting label.
I love the title. Again, it's all about these titles.
Right now it's us and Ryan Traster and then Jared, who tours and records as the March Divide. Jared and I met, actually, I think, at an ex- like Thursday night at the museum
See?
Night.
Making dreams happen.
All the way back in 2005. And we toured the West Coast, and then he took a big break right around the same time we were taking a big break and came back to play our first show back with us last summer. And while he was here, you know, I was asking him, like, hey, you make your living as a touring musician. And
how do you do that?
How do you do that?
Yeah, and that's the struggle here in Reno and Carson, is that leap from playing the dive bars, playing the same bars. How do you record these EPs? How do you get on tour? How do you make
do what the next thing is?
Right.
And he was like, well, this is how I did it, and do you guys want help doing that? And we were yes, please, we would love that.
Fantastic. Yeah. And now does Slow Start Records help you with, I want to call it like a press tour you guys have been on. You're here in X Radio, but you've also done some other interviews and other podcasts, and you guys are killing it getting this EP information out.
Thank
I've noticed.
Yeah, so one of the things that that has been really fun is learning all that stuff, and that is definitely as a result of Slow Start's involvement.
Marketing
is
yourself it, yeah, and showing
us,
up. And,
yeah, getting us connected with people who, I don't know, like what we do.
Yeah, doing these silly interviews, and you never know who's going to hear it, honestly. The whole world's going to hear this tomorrow.
Right.
So, or today, if you're listening now.
Well, whoa. We're super proud of the record. Like, we think it sounds really good, and so we wanted to get it to as many people who might also think it was good. And, you know, help is a good way to do that.
That's the whole point. And so the EP release is Saturday at Foxy Olive. The album, or I keep calling it an album, the EP is Monarch of the Mountain. Can we hear some more music
you
from you guys?
You absolutely can. We are going to play for you a song called Wicked, which will be the, which is the second single.
More exclusive sneak peeks.
Syncopate my sleep, satisfy my wicked gleam, settle down, down, press yourself against what I have labored long to all writ the same. You can't escape how you are made. Could you sanctify my need? Take your time, time, force my soul to confession, quell my deadly curiosity. It's all writ the same, you can't escape how you are made. All writ the same, you can't escape how you are made.
Thank you. 100.1 The X, that's Wicked, live in the X studio from Blunderbust, all the way from Carson City. Thank you guys so much for coming up to Renown.
Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, our pleasure. Now, what if people are trying, we like labels, we like names. What do you describe your sound as? What do you call it when people are like, what kind of music do you play? You know.
Noise pop. Although, I think shoegaze is okay. We've jokingly called ourselves aggressively mid-tempo ambient punk, and that has taken off in the press and show things.
Yeah, we were kidding, and also maybe it's true.
Be careful what you say, what you put out there. I love it. I love your sound. It's beautiful, and I hope some of our ex-listeners are discovering you for the first time and show up to your EP release party Saturday at Foxy Olive. What time?
8 o'clock.
And how much are your EPs?
They are, for this one night only, will be $6 each or $10 for both. They are normally $8 each or $15 for both.
And if people can't make it to the party, where can they find you otherwise?
Blunderbust.com, and that's blunder like you fall down, and bust, B-U-S-S-T.
Double S's.
Yep, blunderbust.com will take you right to our band camp.
Thank you guys so much.
Spotify.
All over the interwebs.
Absolutely.
We can find you. Cool. And you guys will be able to hear this on the podcast at myradiox.com. I guess if you're listening, you're already listening. So
hello.
Thank you, Blunderbust.
Thanks for having us.